Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. God is so good. Yes, he is. He's good to us. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, daughters and sons of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is power. Hallelujah. In the presence of God. Hallelujah. There's joy in the presence of God. There's peace in God, in the presence of God. Yes, it is. There's strength in the presence of God. There's encouragement in the presence of God. Hallelujah. There's love. God's love. Yes, it is. In his presence. Yes, Lord. And we thank him. We thank him this morning for allowing us to be in his presence. Hallelujah. Oh my God. You know, I just heard how many thousands and thousands of people are losing their jobs and losing their homes. And I come on saying, this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And there are people who are being evicted. When you hear me saying this, some have become very angry with me and angry with what I'm saying. Why is she so happy? She got what she needed. And now me and my children, we have no place to go. My husband decided to walk away. The wife decided to walk away. They can't take it anymore. And I'm left with the children. I got to work and I don't know what to do. This is still the day that the Lord God has made. Someone will say, well, you never felt this. You don't know what I'm feeling. You don't know my story. You don't know my story. You don't know my story. And I'm very careful when I say this because I've been in so many different situations. And my heart is broken and crushed. But I do know that God can help from the sanctuary. When the situation seems hopeless, God is there. So I don't say this lightly. I don't.
Hallelujah. I don't know what happened, Satan. I don't have a clue. But nevertheless, we're just going to stay tuned in to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is good. God is good. And I thank him. But I just wanted to share that with you and let you know that I know I'm not oblivious of the things that people go through in the course of the day. And we say that God is good, but what we put God first in the midst of every decision. In the midst of before the day starts, we acknowledging God so that we can rest knowing that God is in control and that God is handling. And if I can say this and you can see it, and I pray that you can see it in the spirit, foundation of the world, he spoke up. He knew all of this was wrong. And someone said, you mean to tell me God knew that I was going to go through this? And he didn't stop it. For God. But all I know is to say, that he's there. And I know, caller, here and my prayer this morning is that God wrap his arms around and that you can feel his presence, that you feel his strength, that you feel his love, his protection, his guidance, and his direction. I mean, say, feel his direction here, feel his direction, and feel his instruction. Feel the presence, hey, God, of the living God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I thank God for giving you shalom this morning that passes all understanding. I thank you for opening the door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you know that no man could have opened it. Hey, God, thank you. Praise your name, Almighty God. Nothing is too hard for you. Save, protect, shield, and defend. Provide this morning all the healing and deliverance. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Need you, Father, this morning. Hey, your eyes see and you know. You know nothing is hidden from you. God, we call it on you for help this morning. We call him on the God of our salvation for help this morning. Hey, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord God deliver us out of them all. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Can call on the God of our salvation. He's a very present help in the times of life. Yes, you are. I know it, God. And I thank you. And I glorify and I magnify you this morning. Hey, somebody. Thank you for sending help from the sanctuary. Holy Ghost, you're welcome. Have your way. Your grace extended to us through your Son.
Almighty God. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Thank you for your healing. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, Almighty God. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name. For you provide shelter. Almighty God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for releasing us all from all unforgiveness and negativity. Hallelujah. Thank you for refreshing us. Thank you for lifting the weight. Almighty God. For you are a weight bearer. Hallelujah. You daily. Lord, you daily bear our burden. Hallelujah. Bless your name. You fight for us. Hallelujah. You defend us. Hallelujah. Rama, every word spoken. Indeed, to bring home. Papa. Somebody need to say, take home. In the name of Yeshua. Rama Koba, several over our children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, jobs, schools, Rama Koba, oh God, let the refreshing and the renewing of the Holy Ghost clean, blow through our homes, Almighty God, the wind of the living God. Blow every impurity out. Every spirit that is not of you. Set all of us over in our homes. The homes of our children. The homes of our grandchildren. Almighty God. And fill it with your presence. Hallelujah. Fill it with your presence. Almighty God. Fill it with your presence. Almighty God. The pathway, spiritual and physical, covered with the blood of Jesus. Almighty God. Oh God, we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We glorify you this morning. We exalt you this morning. We thank you for being our Father who art in heaven.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes.
Lord, yes, Lord. Our hiding, oh, our shelter from the Almighty God. Thank you, God. Fill our mouths with words, Almighty. Thank you, Lord. All those that we pray for this morning, Almighty God. We thank you for it. Almighty God. Thank you for feeding everything. Feeding the heal us. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being there for me. Oh, friends and loved ones. We pray for those that were the disciples and you. Almighty God. Oh, even those that say and laugh in your face and cringing behind you. Almighty. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch their hearts that they might. Touch their hearts, Almighty God, as they turn to them. Touch their hearts, Almighty God, as you love them, Almighty God. Bring no harm to them, Almighty God. Hallelujah, but thank you for you, Almighty God. Thank you for the joy of the Lord. For your joy is indeed our strength. Hey, God, it is not simple. Almighty God is eternal, and we thank you for it, Almighty God. We thank you for it, God. Oh, God, thank you. Day by day, moment by moment. Oh, God, set us up. Our God. May we glorify you. Oh, God, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you for the God. Thank you for the sound of the hour. And be that the glory of my God, every hour that is on the mind. Be to our own thing, our Father. Our own thing, our Father. Thank you for asking. Oh, God, thank you for your glory. Thank you for Brother Dunham. Blessed be his joy, be his comfort, be his reassurance, Almighty God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We glorify you this morning. We extol you. Thank you for Mother this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving her strength. Almighty God, that she can come on, Almighty God, and she has the strength and the hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for how you bless her. Thank you for all the provisions that you've made for her, Almighty God. Praise your name. Glorify your most holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. God is good. And we thank the
Lord.
He has given us
that we may help someone else. And I thank God for being able to help somebody. Hallelujah. Ease the pain or trouble from somebody. Bring joy to somebody. That somebody loves someone, cares for them. And you know, you can be trusted. You're not going to talk about them. Not going to turn them down. I mean, if you don't know what God is doing in that individual's life. Years, days, whatever. And you never see it on our business. But God got a plan for each and every one. Your lesson, excuse me, may be one way. Mine may be another, but they're all lessons to be learned to strengthen in God. Hallelujah. Giving us the trust that we need in God. Hallelujah. God is so good.
Yes, Lord.
Just so
good. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
We just can't be so wrapped up in ourselves that we forget about what other people are going through. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. And time is marching to me. Oh, God. Oh, God. And God's desire is that none of
encouraging each other to allow our light to shine. Not so we can be seen, but so our Father can be seen. It is us. And we glorify Him. We're mindful of our walk on this earth. Hallelujah. We're mindful of our walk and how interconnected. Yes, we have some immature brothers and sisters. Make you sit down and say, Lord, you know. But that's in the natural too.
Hallelujah.
We love, but we don't walk. We love to be kind and be faithful. Yes. And we're learning how to walk in this way. And thank God for the opportunity.
Thank you, God.
So that's like really about letting our light burn. Not do you know who I am. That's about nothing. When you're being discipled, if you confused, let God do. When God has used you for His glory, and people are recognizing, it's not. Let God back off from that. So that could spell trouble for me. So give God glory. Yeah. When we can have, when we can help someone, not be seen, be God.
Yes, Lord.
Some years ago, I was in a prayer group, and they were very good with teaching and training you how to be an intercessor, how to really pray for people. And they were reminded that people will call back and want to thank you. Some are in the city and they're alone and they want you to be their friend. Excuse me. But listen, that wasn't your purpose. What your purpose was to step in and do what they were not able to do at that point for themselves. And that is to intercede on their behalf. So it's not you the connection is with, it's with God. Not
Amen.
About you. It's about God.
Amen.
And I hope I never forget that. And each prayer request, you did not ball them up and throw them in the trash. Hey, God!
My.
Somebody cry.
Somebody
cry.
Somebody.
My help. Oh, God. And it's precious in the sight of God. Oh, God, somebody
yes.
prayer for help. And I can't do it. I feel hopeless. I don't know what to say to God, how He can help me. I need somebody to pray for me, to stand with me, talk to God for me. Hallelujah. And you are there to do
it. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
One person said, we need to watch the program. When we start saying, I need mine. It's not for the intercessor. That's not what we're about. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. People
thank
say
you.
Things that concern us. Oh, God, you lift us up to have someone lift us up in our knees before everyone starts coming back. Hallelujah. Be surrounding us. Hallelujah. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, surround the Lord God, surround those that put their trust in Him. Hallelujah. But yes, we are to cry out. But we have to know that we were made to cry out bold for others. That is our duty. Hallelujah. That's our duty.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank God for that training. It was a good training. And to make us passionate, doing what God has called us to do.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. and to go before God. When somebody
yes.
is grateful to you,
pray
for
true,
them.
Lord.
Ask the Holy
yes.
Ghost to help to lead us and guide us in the prayer. Let God set it up. He knows. He knows. Sometimes people can't even put it in words.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they think that they'll sound foolish. Or they think that God doesn't care.
Oh, God, help me.
You always going to God when you got a problem. God gets tired of you. He didn't get tired of you.
Lord God.
He didn't get tired of you. Why are you going to get tired of them? What makes you special? That is personal. My duty is to pray for them. My duty is not to be judge over them. My duty is to take it right up before the master.
Yes, Lord.
All souls belong to him. Take it
yes,
to the master.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And even if we don't know what it is, as I said, the Holy Ghost will tell us what to say. It may be that they may be praying about somebody or something, somebody mistreated them. They may be the ones who caused the problem. So guess what the Holy Ghost is going to do? The Holy Ghost is going to let you pray. And don't count the Holy Ghost as he need help. The Holy Ghost? The Spirit of God? Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Thank God on that. We pray before we pray. The Holy Ghost come in and have his way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Have his way.
Man needs God to enlighten
Lord.
Him.
Yes.
God.
You,
oh, God.
Enlighten
oh, God.
Him. I'm just saying. Oh, it's exciting to know our God. And I thank God, hallelujah, for his love, his kindness, his mercy. Hallelujah, his protection. Hallelujah. And this morning we were going to talk about it. And I think we have a few minutes so we can start some additional scripture. For the Lord allowed to just start. Hallelujah. And I was also we got to be a help. For we please don't get distracted at when we are in our car, whatever our mode of transportation is. When we go through a street, on the expressway, pray.
Yes, Lord.
Plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Was beaten to death. Or older than seen on the
yes,
not
Lord.
In our area, in another area. Beaten to death over road rage. But we have the power and the authority. We have an audience with the Most High God. He hears us when we pray. Hear what I'm saying. Plead the blood of Jesus over the highways and the byways. When you
yes,
step
Lord.
Your job on the parking lot, plead
yes,
the blood
Lord.
Of Jesus. When you go to the grocery store in the parking lot, plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
When you go to the service station, when you put your foot out, plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
and we rebuke every spirit that would cause us, that would cause itself to be a distraction. So we won't
yes.
remember we get caught up in the distraction and not the purpose.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you walk in the store, plead the blood of Jesus. When you
ride
in your car or walk, plead the blood of Jesus over the streets that your eyes see. Just ask, plead the blood of Jesus. And we rebuke the distractions.
Yes, Lord.
We rebuke the distractions. God bring us to United. Going anywhere because of the virus, God bring us street to you. Just plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, I plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You don't know what's going on. We don't know everything.
Yes.
But
yes,
we can
Lord.
Plead God does, and we can plead his blood. Oh,
yes,
yes
Lord.
Yeah.
If we think of a city, right, God, just plead the blood of Jesus, though. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory to God. Ah!
Hallelujah. I don't know why we're going through this, but just plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the back of your home. The sides of your home, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Front, the blood of Jesus. Your street is the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Cover it.
Hallelujah.
Just cover it.
Hallelujah, please.
Cover
the
blood of Jesus.
Thank you, God. Merciful God. Thank you, God.
Our hope is in none other than the Almighty.
Jesus.
We
yes,
have
Lord.
Doing things that may not make sense. But what is the harm of pleading the blood of Jesus? What is the harm in pleading the blood of Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
Every school bus pleads the blood of Jesus. Those are children. You don't know what they're facing, what they're going through. Just plead the blood of Jesus. How like young men, plead the blood of Jesus over them. They don't have the power to plead the blood of Jesus over them. Just plead it. All souls belong to God. You may be saving that person's life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why the distraction. That's why all that conversation can come up in our head when we hear something that God says, oh, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make sense. That's not what you do with the blood. Mm-hmm. Please. My head is somebody. Dude, God is
good. Yes, Lord.
My heart is heavy this morning when I. The Lord touched my heart. I mean, to understand that there are a lot of people and
yes,
the challenges are great. And they need someone to stand in the gap for them. They need that God is
there. God is there. He's a healer, Lord God,
when
I thank you.
This morning. God loves us. He cares. And he is in the midst of every situation. He's there for us to call on. For help. He'll help us. He will help you.
Thank you.
He'll help your love.
Thank you.
He'll help. And he'll fix it and make it.
Yes, Lord.
He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. God ways are not ours. His thoughts are not our thoughts.
Yes, Lord.
And he fixes it. He will fix it. And we have to trust him.
Yes,
I was
Lord.
When we talk about this morning with hope. And I have a couple of scriptures that I just like to give you. And I will, well, anyway, I'll give you. We have about 15 more minutes.
Psalm 130, verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits in Him, in
yes,
His word, great
yes.
expectation. For His word
yes, Lord.
Is true.
Yes, Lord.
And we can stand on it and rest on it.
Yes, Lord.
And know that He has no respect for truth. He said, it will come to pass.
Yes, Lord.
And Psalms 9 and 18. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not pass.
Amen.
A lot of people turned their nose up at and said, they got all those children, ain't none of them going to amount to nothing. Ain't this going to be nothing. Ain't that going to be nothing. And my God, your children turned out. And look where their children are. You understand?
Amen.
The poor.
Amen.
You don't know the plans that God has for you, for me. We don't know what our children will end up. Oh, we got a mom and a dad in the house. It's a good thing God ordained it, but don't write it off because there's some homes where there's no mama and no daddy in the house.
Amen.
There's some homes where the children basically had to raise themselves.
Amen.
And they did well.
Amen.
They did well. So, we can't write off God's grace, God's children. God knows the purpose and the plan, and the hope, and the desires and the wishes and the hopes of the poor. It won't last forever. And then when we're going into trials and tribulations, on Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing.
Yes, Lord.
Instant in prayer. In other words, our hope is in God. We know that at His appointed time, His set time, what He said, we know that one, He hears us when we pray. Two, we know that He has a plan. He has a purpose. We know that there are testings in our lives. So we pray stronger in Him to remain faithful in Him until we come to the end of that season.
Amen.
And that we don't sin against our God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to have good brothers and sisters walking with us. Each one of us are in a season, and I assure you, everybody's season is not the same.
Amen.
There is a time of testing. There is. And our desire is to remain and humble.
Therefore, amen.
And keep your confidence in God. That's for me.
Amen.
And Lord, that's for you. You know, we can go through some stuff. We have been through some stuff in our life. But I'll leave it with this. Think about this. A lot of times, someone comes into the church, especially if they're popular, we just immediately want to let them and let them do this and let them do that, and we can brag that we have there in our church. They accepted us, and they're in our church, and they're working with us. There's something wrong with that Christian. If they just got saved, now, what responsibility can you give a baby?
That baby has to be taught. I don't care how popular that baby is in the world. That human, that person is in the world, but in the spirit, they're baby.
Amen.
They may have lots of money, still baby.
Amen.
And you can't commit mature things to a baby that baby has to mature in. A lot of times we cause people more trouble and more harm than good because our pride get in the way. You're a baby. We love you. But God can't trust you. I'm not going to tell you God's going to give you this and God's going to give you that.
Amen.
And you're a baby, you don't know anything about it.
Hello.
The pastor or whoever, the overseer, can see what's in that. So you help that baby mature in God.
Glory to God.
Yes. Mature in God. And rebuke the spirit of pride.
Yes, Lord.
Rebuke the spirit of greed in our own life. You know, we can get so tired of having somebody that can help you financially. And you don't, you're not going to do any correction with that individual because you don't want to make that individual mad. You are wrong. You are wrong. Detrimental to that person's life. Their eternal life. Because we're looking at what they can do for us and what we can brag on. That's our answer. And that's a good temptation. Especially if you've been hurt and went through. But when we've gone through, the one thing we should know is that God is our help. That God is our provider. Yes, He is. God is. God.
Yes.
He's the president. He has proven that to you. He's taken you through some dry places, and you know that if He hadn't done it, it would not have happened. God. Let's put it where you belong, sovereign God. Our hope, our trust. Hallelujah. We don't compromise the soul. For things. Our hope is in Him. Hallelujah. Not what somebody can do for you and the people that they know. The world. The earth is the Lord, that no man can shut. And He has shut a door that no man can open. He can bring you into high places and praise. And it is our integrity that can keep us safe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything we do is for His glory. And we ask God to allow us everything to come from us. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God is good. He's sweet. He's sweet, God. And I thank You. And I glorify. I magnify. I exalt the Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I exalt. I thank You. I thank You for being with me. I thank You for hearing me. I thank You for allowing us to have this time. I thank You for Your mother. I thank You. Thank You. You're a mighty encourager. I thank You for Your work. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I thank You. Now, I thank the Lord for You. I thank Him. Hallelujah. I thank Him. You don't count it wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, stop. Hallelujah. I thank God for the time I remember the first day we laid our eyes on each other. And God allowed me and told you that I was going to help mother. And you were right there. Oh, my God.
thank God and
glory
that there is no lack in your life. And I'm not the only one. That has been your duty in life. And you are faithful in your duty.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't
Amen.
Just put you on a pedestal and talk all of this. I'm talking about what I know, what I have seen in your Amen. Walk with the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God himself is good. Hallelujah. God alone. God alone. He leads us. He dies along. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise God.
Mother, we have 4 minutes. Would you take us out in prayer?
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, our Heavenly Father, and your Son, we bless us today, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for our souls and mind being waking up to the Spirit of God, Lord. Lord, cover us this day, Lord. And just, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all things. Bless all your people, God. We thank you and honor your Spirit this morning, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you told us to work until day is done, Lord. To the end, Father, we thank you. Thank you how you blessed this morning, Lord. How you're keeping us and covering us. Let your mercy and your blood cover us through this day. And we're so grateful. Thank you for your radio land, Lord. Thank you for all your blessings, Lord. You're so merciful and kind to us. Touch our bodies this morning, Lord. Give us strength, Lord. Help us to endure and overcome. And thank you for your healing, God. Thank you for your healing. The blood of Jesus, Lord. We plead it this morning, Lord. We thank you. Lord, bless Pastor Lee in a special manner. And thank you. See us cover us through. And God, thank you for feeding our souls. Oh, God, take us through, Lord. Oh, victory shall be ours. Hallelujah, Lord. We say bless your name, God, and thank you. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Lee.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank the Lord for that. We have 2 minutes. Ask Brother Dunlap if he have a couple of words.
Yes, ma'am. Mother, thank you for the word today. And I was moved by that. The Bible said many are led by the Spirit. They are the children of God. And I was really moved the way it went. And it was just awesome. I thank God for Rhema word. And it's so just a blessing to be a son, sit up on a sage woman. Oh, God. So I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for just having the opportunity to be up. Okay, you can have it back, Mom.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's time now for our closing scripture. Again, thank you, Elder Peterson, for your faithfulness.
God bless you.
And thank you, Mother, and thank you, Brother Dunlap. Don't forget our New York team. Please pray for them. Numbers 6 chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lifts up his countenance upon thee and gives thee shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude, the first chapter and the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. We thank
Amen.
You, praise God for you, and we all that we say and do is in Jesus' mighty name. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, knowing that
God loves you. Amen. Go and love you. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.